Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Okay, push your cock deep in me, baby. Let me channel that energy. Get the fuck out of my inbox. Come on. I would need to pre-screen you to ensure you can handle a cock of this size and thickness. I did respond to this ding-dong. I said, let me shoot you straight. You win the Fucktard of the Week award. I'm trying to remember who Burner is. I believe this was a guy that I met, and we went on a couple dates, and he was trying to go down on me, but he had a really scratchy beard, and it was basically tearing my vagina up. He's the one that set this whole thing in motion, guys. He broke my 3.5 year dry spell. I will always have a special place in my heart for Titanic. We had amazing chemistry. Hey guys, welcome back to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. It's Layla, your favorite hostess, ready to hopefully make you laugh a little bit. I think this podcast is going to be funny, even though I'm probably going to be a little sarcastic and snarky. Please don't take it out of context. I'm going to be going through my inbox on my little hookup site and reading to you some of the stupid shit that guys say. I actually have a folder that's called the stupid shit that guys say, and I throw the really, really goofy ones in there. So I thought I'd share those with you, hopefully give you a little chuckle. But before we jump into that, I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, guys. You have been blowing up my voicemail. I love it. I literally spent a solid about 45 minutes today going through voicemails and getting back to you guys. I absolutely love it. I really do. I'm tickled pink. You can ask me anything. Some people are asking me like questions about website design and who I use and where I go for this. And then other people are asking me where they can meet sex worker in different states, you know, and I'm like, I don't know, but let me see if I can help you out with that. You know, I do my best. I do my best for you guys. I do my best to direct you as much as I possibly can. Okay. So don't forget, guys, I know I keep harping on it, but please leave me voice messages. It's so much easier for me to get back to you. And it's so much more fun for me. I hate to type. I don't like to text. I really, really am enjoying the voice messaging. You guys know I'm an audio girl, so it's a really fun way for us to communicate. It's really easy. You just go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and on the right-hand side of every page on my website, there's a little tab. It's a pink one. Can't miss it. Just leave me a little voice message and I promise I will get back to you. I usually get back to people within up to about 72 hours is the longest. Usually it's a lot faster than that. Today, as I was going through them, another one popped in right as I'm going through my pile of them and he got a response right away. So I do appreciate the voicemails. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Let's go to my inbox. Let's go to where I put the naughty people, the naughty guys. These guys are on the naughty list. I basically just throw them in there because I'm planning on using their little outtakes, like one little segment or sentence to post it like on Instagram or something like that. I have a little section, stupid shit that guys say. Anyway, I'm definitely capitalizing on it, using it for my own selfish gain. Sorry, if you send me a ridiculous message, this is what might happen. They don't know this. Of course, I don't give anything identifying. I just take a little quote. But I thought it would be really fun to share with you what I'm up against. And let me just say before I get started with all this, who the fuck raised these guys? That's what I want to know. Like, these are men out roaming freely in the world that are trying to date, and some of them are young, so I assume at some point they're going to get married and, God forbid, reproduce. Holy shit. I mean, wait till you hear this stuff. You won't believe it. I just can't believe that this is how men think they can pick up women. I get it. I'm on a hookup site. But that doesn't mean you can't talk to me like just a normal girl. I'm a normal girl. Yes, I'm hoping if I like you and you like me, that we shall meet and have some great fun sex. And hopefully it's ongoing. These guys literally just think, I don't know what they think. I mean, here, let's just jump right in. Okay, here's one. And this guy sent me this message like 3 times over the last 3 months. No joke. He varies it, but this is, here it is. He says, hi, beautiful. I practice tantric sex magic and I channel an energy you will feel. Relax and whisper, push your cock deep in my pussy. Okay, what, are you a shaman? Okay, what? I mean, like a magic man? Really? Okay, push your cock deep in me, baby. Let me channel that energy. Get the fuck out of my inbox. Come on. Jeez. And then he sends a picture with it every time he does it. It's like a cut and paste. I literally don't know what the fuck this guy's thinking. Okay, here's the next one. Oh, he's this same thing. It's funny because guys will, I throw them in the naughty folder, right? The stupid shit guys say folder, and they just sit there for a while. So what happens a lot is guys will send you a message and then they'll send it another one. And a lot of times they're just basically having one big old long conversation with themselves because I never respond. But this one says, I'd love to lick and eat your sweet pussy and then fuck you hard and deep. Can I eat your sweet juicy pussy until you squirt? I'm mobile. Okay, good. I'm glad you're mobile. I'm glad you can get around. I'm mobile too. But what does that mean? By the way, none of these messages have punctuation, proper punctuation, correct spelling, or even a period at the end of the sentence, which, as you guys know, if you've listened to me long enough, this grammatical incorrectness is a pet peeve of mine. I know we're all wanting to shorten words, make new words, the letter R, the letter U, how are you, all that stuff, and what up. I still prefer good old-fashioned English. Call me crazy. But that's just how I am. Okay, next one. I want to come all over your face and tits. Hi, super sexy pics. Mm-hmm. These are all winners, right? I mean, wouldn't you guys be dying to just meet one of these guys? Hey, if you are, send me a message. Maybe I can hook you up. Except for this guy. This one's real funny. People will send me stuff and I literally have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. No idea. Okay. This guy is quite elaborate. He has long one, but then he throws in a real weird zinger at the end. Like, again, where I'm just like, what? What is he fucking talking about? Okay. Tall is a, in quotations, tall is a relative standard. Okay. Because I put on my profile, I want tall, you know, 6'2 or taller. Tall is a relative standard. I mean, you're 5'10 and you refer to yourself as tall, right? Tall and leggy, if memory serves, and my memory always serves. Since I am too 5'10, then by your own estimation, I am also tall and, never mind, just tall. I am tall. I'm a tall son of a bitch you seek. And what's more, when I wear cowboy boots, I blow right past 6 feet. Boom, to the moon, rocket. Go ahead and update that sexual bucket thing you got happening. Go ahead and use my Christian name if you like, Carmine. Like, the gangster, I suppose. The only other people I know with that name are gangsters. So just go with it. Oh, but the whole gangbang with the multiple dudes thing, I'm not going to be able to accommodate on that one. I have a hard and fast personal policy about not being naked around dudes, especially while I'm also naked. That shit's gay and awkward, and it's probably a sin too. So I must rebuff your wanton gangbang with homoerotic undertones. It's just my preference. Holla. And he leaves his number. And then he says, just a thought. Don't give that dude you're trying to fix me up with my number. I'm serious. Okay, first of all, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. A gangbang. There's nothing on my profile that indicates that I want a gangbang with a bunch of dudes. I say I would like to try male, female, male. which is two dudes, not a gangbang. That's completely different. And then he says something about giving a dude his number. Okay, you gave me your number. And these guys are just giving their phone numbers out. I hope they're giving burner numbers out. It makes me want to go write their numbers on, like, go to a gay bar and sneak into the men's bathroom and just write their number on the stalls, like, call me anytime. I love big dicks, small dicks, little dicks, any dicks. Dick pick me. Baby, I love it. I mean, believe me, I have come close. I've almost recruited someone to actually go do this who's gay. So he would be, you know, it'd be easy for him when he's out and about. Go write this shit on the bathroom walls for me. Anyway, okay. That was quite interesting. Let's see this one. What does this guy say? Oh, this is a serial sender. Okay. Hey, babe, call me anytime. We are close. There's his number and a picture. I'm real. Are you free tonight? Call me. These are all no response for me. And they go on and on. I want you to be my sex slave. Call me now. And he puts his number. If interested, you can call. Don't text anytime. I'm close and can host. And I'm mobile. What is this with their mobile? I assume everybody's mobile. You can, even if you don't have a car, you can get in an Uber. And his number again. Last message, are you real? I finally said, yes, I'm very real and I'm not interested in you. There we go. It takes me a lot to finally respond to somebody. Most of the time, I do not. I just let it ride. Okay. Here's another one. Again, like, listen to the, like, there's no clear thought pattern here. He starts with, what, cat got your tongue? Tongue. T-O-N-G-E-D. Tonged. Cat got your tonged. I have no moral scruples. I will fuck your brains out. LV Kevin. And then he sends his email, his Gmail address. I'm on Hangouts. Send me an invite. Okay, Kevin, you look like you're Amish, by the way. I mean, or David Koresh. Do you guys remember that guy, David Koresh? Yeah, he was like one of those cult guys that I think he led the people that where they burned that place in Waco, Texas. Yeah, if you look like David Koresh, please, no, no, no. If you look like a cult leader, don't bother. Okay. Oh, this is very funny. Sends a dick pic that says, if that's too much for you, I get it. I'm just shooting you straight. Plus, I would need to pre-screen you to ensure you can handle a cock of this size and thickness. I did respond to this ding-dong. I said, let me shoot you straight. You win the Fucked Hard of the Week award. Block. And then I hit the block button. Okay. Here's a ding-dong dominant. These are the guys that think that they're dominant. They don't understand. They're just domineering. A dominant man doesn't lead with this shit. He doesn't need to. It's like saying, I have brown hair. Yeah, you can see I have brown hair. Or I have blue eyes. You can see I have blue eyes. You don't need to go announcing that you're a dominant man. It will come across. A dominant man and a submissive woman are on the same frequency. Their little radars pick up on each other. I don't need you to announce it. You don't need to wear the t-shirt. Trust me. It's in the way you move around in the world, and I will pick up on it. Anyway, he starts with, hello, beautiful. How are you? I'm a single, retired, and wealthy dominant man. I want your mind. And I was polite and just said, you're too far away, sweetheart. Being single, retired, and wealthy, I can be where I want, when I want. I will handle the distance if you can obey me. Text me. And then he puts his number. And then I don't respond. And then about a month later, again, it's, hello, beautiful, how are you? And he sends a picture of himself holding a cat of nine tails, which is basically a whip, shirtless. Like, this is going to drive me crazy, pawing at the screen. Let me be with you, baby. No, no, it did not. Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is the good one. Okay, another solo conversation that this guy had with himself over the course of a couple days. It's been interesting because when I don't respond, then they'll just send something else. And then they just kind of keep on it and keep on it and keep on it. Eventually they stop. My preference is not to respond unless somebody really just deserves a snarky response. I mean, I could be snarky with every single buddy, but I have to save my snarky resources. I have to keep those, withhold those. Like, really, they're special. I need to save, hold on to those. I don't want to be spreading those around like cheap pussy. Like, apparently these guys think I have cheap pussy or something. I don't know. I mean, okay. You're gorgeous. Could I pay you to make a porno together this week? I want to be your slutty little porn star. Me and my two buddies can come fill all of your holes and rotate through each hole, filling it with hot cum. I bet you'd take it so good. By the way, we're all single. We want to be able to devote our attention on you, fulfilling your slutty desires. What's the closest big city to you? You're so damn gorgeous. I'd love to come and see you and please you. Okay. Again. Are you getting the theme here, guys? Are you understanding what I'm up against? When I said in the previous podcast, you have to kiss a lot of frogs, I didn't literally mean kiss a lot of frogs. Maybe blow off a lot of frogs, put a lot of frogs in the stupid shit guys say folder, and then let it simmer and use it later. But it really is hard out there for a pimp. That's why I'm naming this episode, It's Hard Out There for a Pimp. Not that I'm a pimp or that I promote pimps. However, this shit is crazy. You cannot make this up. Okay, let's see here. Here's the one. This guy just had a one-liner, which was, this is not too bad. Blue-eyed fuck doll supreme. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the, I guess that was intended as a compliment. Let's see. Oh, this one started out okay. And then he screws it up at the end. Hey, yeah, I cannot resist to say you do look and sound incredible. I'm not taller, sadly, but your words are turning me on so bad. I'm listening to you at the moment, wishing I was forcing my cock in your mouth. Well, everything was great up until you said wishing you were forcing your cock in my mouth. And here's why. I'm not open for business. You can talk to sex workers like this because you have to pay them. I don't need your freebie chats, your freebie sex talk for free. If I wanted this kind of commentary, I would charge for it. And although I just don't know what dollar amount could really get me to just get myself in that headspace every day to want to listen to this. It's crazy. Okay, I'm going to keep going on with a few more. Here's one. This guy's a real gem. Master has an empty collar and position awaiting a qualified, eager, willing submissive. Expertise, quality, established, and loving daddy is seeking a long-term DS and balanced relationship. Talk to daddy, baby girl. Okay, you're not my daddy. I'm not your baby girl. How about, hello? Hi, I came across your profile. Wow, I really find you attractive. I'd love to get to know more about you. Whatever. I've said it before. It's so easy to talk to women, and men just go the opposite. Some men, not all men, some men just want to go way out in left field with this crap. Like, I know, let me think of the absolute worst, most ridiculous pickup line and lob that fucking grenade and see what happens. You're blowing yourselves up, guys. You're really blowing yourselves up. It's not this difficult. I'm thinking it took you more brain cells to come up with this bullshit than it would have to just actually read my profile and do two things, notice and compliment. That's all you have to do. Doesn't have to be long, maybe 3 or 4 sentences, but make it polite. It could be sexy, fun, and playful, but you don't need to be talking about coming on my face, coming on my tits. We're not there yet. Trust me, I can talk dirty with the best of them. I love that shit, but not with somebody I don't know out of the gate. Give me a chance to warm the fuck up. Like I said, there's cam girls, there's sex workers, there's women in this world that are dying for you. They are ready for you. They're going to charge you as they should, but that is not me. So maybe cut and paste what you sent to me and send it to them. I don't know. You might have better luck. Okay, let me find a couple more here. I'm usually too aggressive when I want a woman. I assume he wanted to say want a woman. You look like you belong on your knees. You should respond. Well, of course I didn't respond. No one's going to tell me what to do. I don't know who the fuck you are. Jesus. Oh my gosh. Really, it goes on and on. There's more and more and more. There's about 50 more of these messages, but I think you guys get the point. So, when I say I have to kiss a lot of frogs, I have to kiss a lot of frogs. This shit is unbelievable. And like I said, who on earth is raising these men? These men are going to make babies. Hopefully they don't, though. Oh my God, this DNA does not need to continue on. Hopefully they're getting vasectomies or they're sterile. I mean, really, literally, it's bad. I can't imagine any of these men getting married. Or who would marry these men? And I'm not saying I'm on this site for marriage. I certainly am not. My point is, these are free roamers out there in the world interacting with women on a daily basis. And this, when they're shooting their best shot, that's it. That's all they got. It's unbelievable to me. I don't know what to think of it. And you know, it's interesting. Maybe it has something to do with COVID and everybody being locked up and they're just, maybe they're not jacking off enough. Things are backed up. It's making their brains foggy and stupid, which is a word I don't like to use very often, but I don't know what else to make of this. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, seriously, if you were getting this shit in your inbox, what would you do? Okay, now, I want to say, through all that crap, I still managed to meet really cool, great, fun, sexy, hot guys that I do have sex with, that do get to stick their dicks in me, that do get to come on my face and my tits and all that, because I build a relationship with them, a friendship, and it becomes an ongoing fun play. We experiment, we do stuff. It does make it worth it, but I do have to put up with a lot of crap to get the good stuff out. So if anybody's thinking about, especially if you're a woman, if anybody's thinking about doing this on a hookup site, be prepared. My best advice is, since you probably don't want to create a folder that says stupid shit that guys say, because I don't know what you're going to do with it, I'm making a mockery of it clearly, putting it out there for my listeners' amusement and also maybe a little bit of sympathy from you guys. Just be ready with your block finger, like get that finger warmed up, like practice, do some lifts, some stretches. You're going to need it. I mean, you just got to be fast with it. Just boom, block, 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 block. Don't even give it a second thought because you can get overwhelmed. Enough of the ding dongs. Now, lately, there has been an uptick, and I mentioned this previously, there for all the goofballs, there's a lovely handful of guys that I'm super excited about. And I'm in various points and stages of the meet and greet with them. I'm just looking forward to all the fun stuff that's coming down the pike. So get ready. There's going to be some fun to report. Lots of sexy stuff. I am working on it. But it does slow me down when I have to deal with these goofballs that jump in there, because then your inbox is full and you have to sift and sort, like, okay, move this guy, delete, block, put him into the stupid shit the guys say, and then I can clear it out and I can actually focus on the gems that are in there. And there are some gems. There are some gems. So one of them I had dinner with a few nights ago. Really, really excited about him. Okay, let me go now. This, I'm going to go through the guys list only because one of the voicemails I got was asking about the guys, trying to kind of piece it together. So despite all those weird, funky, goofy messages that I just read. Oh, wait, hold on. One more just came in. Can I throw this last one in there? Let's see what this guy says. I would just love to suck your toes and stroke my cock. So you're going to suck my toes while you're stroking your cock. This guy's got a foot fetish. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't know what that would do for me. I'm probably going to pass on this one. Okay. Sorry, I keep yawning. Woo. All right. Like I said, that melatonin is kicking in, guys. Okay, now, this might be a little embarrassing. I'm going back to the guys section on my website, and I'm going to start with the first guy that I have on here. These are on no particular order as far as the order that I met them, because really, Titanic is the first one that kicked all this off, and he's like fourth on the list. So it's not the order that I met them in. Okay, but Burner. I'm trying to remember who Burner is. I believe this was a guy that I met and we went on a couple dates and he was trying to go down on me, but he had a really scratchy beard and it was basically tearing my vagina up. So guys, if you are one of those guys that has like really thicker, like black coarse hair or very coarse beard hair, and you're doing the, you know, it's not super smooth, this can be painful. And I remember I was like, oh my God, it was awful because I was so close to being on the edge of coming and I was trying not to pay attention to the pain he was inflicting because I just wanted to have my orgasm and I was so close. Then he'd switch it up and then it was like, oh my God, super scratchy, just too scratchy. Anyway, that's what I remember about Burner. He was a good kisser and we met in Sausalito and had this wonderful dinner at this great restaurant. But the beard scratchiness didn't work for me. Okay, whiskey. Why am I drawing a blank on this guy? I said he had a very, very big cock. I don't remember this guy at all. Oh my gosh, I literally don't. I know if I open this up and read more, I will. Give me a sec here. No, I don't remember him. Oh my gosh, that is awful. That is awful. Okay, sorry, Whiskey. And then there's Clark. Of course, my favorite, Clark. I love him. We have stayed friends. He is an awesome man. Really just, oh, I cannot say enough about him. And he's been on the podcast, guys. And you guys really liked, you liked what he had to say. He got a very favorable responses. Really good lover. He's a good lover. Oof. Yes. He turns me on a lot. Okay. HJ. Yes. I liked him. Really good. Fun to talk to. Good connection. Great sex. Because he's sexy. He was enjoyable. Yes. I wonder what he's up to. Bet you I could text him. I just see. It's weird. Like some of these guys, I don't remember his real name. Oh, I don't know how I'd find him in my phone. My phone is littered with first names, guys of first names in my phone. Let's see. Titanic. Titanic is next. Okay. Well, you guys all know about Titanic. He's the one that set this whole thing in motion, guys. He broke my 3.5 year dry spell. I will always have a special place in my heart for Titanic. We had amazing chemistry. Super hot. Super hot. The physicality, the banter, the way we were together. Only thing is, he wouldn't fuck me on my period. And that's just a no-no for me. Deal breaker. We went around. We kind of went round and round a couple times with it. And then the last time, I was just like, no, no, we don't need to reschedule. I'm done. And I like him and miss him. He's so much fun. Like I would love to just hang out with him as a friend. It might be kind of hard. I have a feeling we'd want to be like pawing all over each other, which would lead to sex. But he's super fun and we get each other. I love our sense of humor. We are witty and he's very witty, very witty. The banter back and forth, the chemistry. Yes, it's all there. Okay. YW is very smart, very educated, fun guy. We had the best conversations. He's a terrible kisser. He might be better now, but back then it was awful and he knew it. Poor guy. I tried and tried and tried to teach him and get him in the flow and it didn't happen, but he's husband material. Like one of these days he will settle down. He'll find the right girl and he's going to be great. He really is a good guy, sexy, good in bed, can't complain. And you know, that just kind of ran its course, but every once in a while we still talk, chat, touch base. We'll see how the other one's doing. So I wish him all the best. Then there's our lovely TJ, he's the one that got me on all these younger guys. If it wasn't for him, I'd still be saying no, no, no to the younger guys. So thank you, TJ, for introducing me to a whole realm of men with cocks that can cut diamonds. Yes. Oh, that's what I love about these young men. Their dicks are so hard. Oh, it's amazing. And they know how to use them too. I'm very impressed. Very impressed with the younger guys. Canada. Canada was a one-hit wonder, although I felt like we would have more than that. We didn't. And when we had sex in a hotel room, it was awkward. It was not the greatest sex of my life. And I venture to say for him, it wasn't either. It was just weird. So there you go. You know, you can't always tell what you're going to be like together. You think you know. But then when the clothes comes off, then the truth comes out. And after having sex with him once, it was pretty much one and done. Okay. The next guy on the list, Cowboy N. Well, what can I say about him that hasn't already been said? I don't know. I don't think I have anything additional. There's so many podcasts I've done with him, so much conversation, dialogue, truth, honesty, feelings about this, feelings about that. He's one in a million. I don't know that I've ever felt that deeply for someone. Just totally took me by surprise. And I hope he's got that right now and reciprocal. I hope he has everything his little heart desires because, you know, he's a good guy. He deserves it. Okay. TBE. Originally, I called BE. TBE, which stands for the boyfriend experience. But now I just call him BE, which is the boyfriend experience, because that is exactly what you get when you're with BE. He is one of the best, nicest, kindest males that I know. And he's so just attentive and loving. Oh my gosh. Yes. He is sweet, sweet, sweet. If he ever comes back out of his shell, I'm going to have to pounce on that, I think. Definitely. I can't let that slip through my fingers twice. No. No, sir. No way. Okay. Quinoa. Next guy. Quinoa. Quinoa was a vegan, which I was excited about. We just had one date at his place, and he was a lot of fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed that experience. He did this sensual massage that drove me freaking crazy. I literally grabbed my little bullet and I just said, okay, just give me 3 seconds because I'm about ready to come all over your cock. And I did. And it was so fucking good. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He was very fun. Although he did tell me the story about when he got locked out of his house and he stayed in his van for the night and he ordered a round table pizza to be delivered to the van, which was not a cheese pizza. It was pepperoni. So I don't know that he's a full-time practicing vegan, but even if it's 2 days a week that you're vegan, you're doing better things for the planet. So good on you. Okay, the last guy that I have on here, which is certainly not the last guy, just the last time I updated this list, is D. Now, D and I had a lot of fun. I would love to see D again. I don't know what his status is, if he's married, looking for a marriage, who knows, but he likes to just have, he likes the one-on-one. I can take pictures and things like that. I think the hottest time we had sex was when we watched a bunch of porn while we were having sex. That was fucking hot. I loved every second of that. So there we go. We've been around the world with guys from my past. And if I sound a little slow, it's because my melatonin is kicking in big time. I'm going to have to go to bed soon. I can barely keep my eyes open, but I wanted to thank everybody for listening to this episode.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.